Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. By Sullivan's Brewing Company, from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hard-working men and women.
Looking in the right corner of the end zone, fires a bullet into Stephon Diggs, complete for the touchdown. Allen gonna run for it, trying to pull his way over the goal line. Did he get in? Yes, he did. A 3-yard bullish touchdown run by Josh Allen.
Highlights of the game brought to you by Northland Workforce Training Center. We have the training. All we need is you. Chris Brown joining us on the Wester Hotline. Chris, good morning. Jeremy and Joe here. How was the trip?
Flights were smooth. Great atmosphere in London from the Bills Mafia. Results not so good.
Yeah. Before we get to the results, I asked Sal at the end, I'll start with this for you. How about the stadium? A lot of Bills fans went to see the game, of course, but wanted to see the stadium, and I think Bills fans on this side of the ocean were eating up anything they could get on the stadium. So what's your review?
Yeah, I know we've heard a lot about this with regard to the design of the stadium, the stacked seating, and how it is designed to rain noise down onto the field to create an intimidating atmosphere. You can see it when you're in the stadium, how stacked it is in comparison to current Highmark Stadium, because the bowl kind of slopes away with the seats. Here, they're literally stacked. And you almost feel, we were in the top of the building calling the game in a corner, and we still felt like we were almost hanging over the sideline. And the evidence of the effect that can have came at the end of the first half when the fans in the end zone, when Jacksonville was backed up, Trevor Lawrence and his line, they could not communicate. They were looking back at him. They could not hear him. They even had trouble hearing him in the huddle with the play call. So that I think is something we can come to expect from the new stadium when it opens in 2026.
Speaking of looking forward, Chris, one of the big things to talk about with regard to this game is, what are the Bills going to do defensively with all of these injuries? What path forward do you think there is? And how can the depth hold up if the injuries to Milano and Daquan Jones are as bad as we fear?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're okay at defensive tackle. Puna Ford has been healthy and active the last couple of weeks. He obviously steps into the lineup going forward here. And, you know, cornerback is a little bit of a mess right now because you lost two starters in the same game, essentially, 2 weeks ago, because Benford didn't play yesterday. What his future status is will be of major interest. We saw Jamarcus Ingram as a practice squad elevation yesterday. He did play. At one point, he replaced Elam in the lineup late in the game. But they got a reinforcement in Herb Miller on the practice squad that they signed last week. They also have Kyron Brown. But, you know, the Bills are, linebacker obviously is a concern too. You have A.J. Klein on the practice squad, but, you know, solid veteran player. But I think everybody by now knows some of his limitations. So it's going to be very interesting to see what course they choose to take here to keep this thing on the rails. It's very difficult, though. I mean, let's be real, guys. We're talking about five starters on defense out of the lineup in the last 2 weeks. You know, Rousseau, Tre'Davious White, Daquan Jones, Matt Milano, Christian Benford. That's a tall ask for any team to fix 5 weeks into the season. So this is going to be very much a triage situation going forward.
Their defense, Chris, has been so well balanced. Like, every level has got a game breaker on it that I wonder what they'll look like now that, you know, they might have a rookie starting at linebacker, whatever they look like at corner. I mean, there's A.J. Epenesa making game-breaking plays yesterday. Vaughn is on a snap count. I mean, I guess the positive of their defense still should be that they still have the makings of an elite pass rush, which you would hope will make everything easier for depth players down the road.
Yeah, and while I think they'll eventually be okay at the pass rushing position and they have enough guys to hold the fort down on the interior, we have to remember Shaq Lawson's got injuries, could not play yesterday. Leonard Floyd is literally dragging his leg around on the field yesterday. I told him after the game, I said, look, man, I tip my hat to you. You were dragging yourself around out there when there was nobody else to play. I said, just know that doesn't go unnoticed, because that's where they were yesterday. I mean, they were in dire straits. Von Miller was on a pitch count after his 20 snaps or whatever it was. He was done, and they had nobody else. I mean, Kendall Vickers was a practice squad elevation. They figured he'd play 20 snaps. He was playing two different positions, and pretty much, I mean, Ed Oliver, what did he play? The whole game? I didn't even get to see the snap counts yet. It was ridiculous. I don't remember Ed coming out of the game until he started cramping. So, yeah, it was literally all hands on deck, and there weren't many hands.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. What that defense needed, Chris, was the offense to pick them up, and that happened far too late in this game. To your eye, what was missing from this offense in the first three quarters?
I think there were a few things at play here. First, Josh was not nearly as sharp as he was each of the past three games. I think we had discussed this a lot during the week. How sustainable is this super high level of efficiency? Like, the league is too competitive to allow teams to just continue to march on like that in 99% of the cases. And Josh just wasn't as sharp. I mean, he missed throws wide of the mark. His accuracy was not what it was the last 3 weeks. So that's part one. Part two, they could not win at the line of scrimmage yesterday. The offensive line, for the first time in a while, maybe probably since week one, could not move the Jacksonville defensive front off the line of scrimmage. And evidence of that came in what you saw in the run game at 2.1 yards per carry. When you can't control the line of scrimmage, your day becomes infinitely more difficult to execute on offense. And then, you know, there were some things that I thought worked very successfully for the Bills from a scheme perspective that we didn't see as much yesterday. The play action passing game seemed far too infrequent, and on the few occasions they did use it, it worked. I thought the run game, when it was evident that it wasn't going to work between the tackles at the line of scrimmage, needed to get a little bit more creative, and it did not. So those would be the three things that I would point to for yesterday.
Do you have questions about what they're doing with Dalton Kincaid at this point? Two catches yesterday, and he is a rookie. I do think there's two things at hand here, Chris. Like, one is where he was drafted, and I think fairly or unfairly, I think it might be a little too extreme sometimes with the comparisons. Like, what Sam Laporta is doing in Detroit, I think, has got the microscope on Kincaid a lot more than maybe it would have been otherwise.
Yeah, I can understand why. I get the frustration. You know, once again, you've got a first-round draft choice you traded up to get, and it looked like he was being fast-tracked through the course of training camp in the preseason to really be a contributor. And up until yesterday's game, he was the second most targeted player on the team behind Diggs. I don't know if that's the case anymore after the big day that Gabe Davis had yesterday in a losing effort. But I think they're going to have to find ways to get him more involved, especially when you see the offense sputter like this. If your run game's not working, use your short passing game to double as a run game. And to me, Kincaid's got to be a big part of that.
Chris Brown joining us on the Western Hotline. Felt like Hardy had a little thing going here, too. Like, in terms of diversifying the offense, maybe getting a little more creative, Deontay Hardy has not been out on the field all that much, but this game might have been the most, or at least maybe the biggest impact he's had And I wonder if they could maybe start to incorporate him a little bit more. Shakir was third on the team in wide receiver snaps, but Hardy gave them a lot more efficiency.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I think, you know, we had heard when he was signed that while he was similar in stature and speed to Isaiah McKenzie, the common refrain we heard was that he could offer you more down the field, you know, not the gadget stuff around the line of scrimmage and out to the edges. And I think we finally saw that yesterday. So if you want to look for an encouraging sign going forward, I think they may have uncovered that to some degree yesterday. So hopefully it's something they can turn to more going forward.
Chris Brown on the Western Hotline. Chris, how'd you like a couple of the coaching decisions? We've got the decision to go for two. I know you and Eric talked about it on the broadcast at that moment. And then a fourth and 10 in plus territory. 10 makes it not a no-brainer, but, you know, could have decided to go for that there.
Yeah, I mean, I understand it. I think, you know, with the way that the offensive day was going, you know, you can kind of go with the what have you got to lose scenario there, knowing you're in plus territory. So I totally get the argument there, and I think you can make one for it. Yeah, the two-point conversion, I wasn't crazy about the play. I didn't mind the decision as much as I minded the play. That was kind of where I had a little bit of a sticking point. So, you know, in the end, you know, it's a five-point game. I thought more instrumental was the penalty that, you know, the Bills incur there to give Jacksonville the ball on the 1 yard line when they went for two. I mean, that was a gigantic play in the game when it all comes out in the wash.
What do you make of Jacksonville after that win? I mean, Lawrence made some impressive throws. ETN had impressive runs. But I'd imagine, Chris, that a lot of, especially like casual football fans or just watching that game, probably looked up at half and wondered, how are they only up by four at the half?
Yeah, Jacksonville's a little bit of an enigma for me, and we talked about this on the pregame run-up to kickoff. You know, they play Kansas City tough, lose 17-9, and then they get waxed by the Houston Texans. They are uber talented. I mean, their roster, I mean, Kalyvon Chaisson has been a disappointment as a draft choice, but you've got Trayvon Walker, Josh Allen, Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, Evan Ingram. I mean, you can run down the list. Calvin Ridley. I mean, the first round picks are littered all over this roster. And for some reason, they only get up for the big time opponents. They play down to their level of competition and they play up to it. And I know Bills fans are growing to hate this Jacksonville team because for some reason they are Buffalo's kryptonite.
Chris Brown. Chris, finally, how are you feeling for fatigue? It was a big story. You know, the Bills are going to evaluate that in terms of going there, when they did, the turnaround, all that. I don't know. Do you feel like a lot of the players said in the postgame, a lot of interviews said they felt fine, like they were prepared. But, of course, McDermott did say he'll evaluate it.
Yeah, they didn't match the energy that the Jacksonville Jaguars had at the beginning of the game. I think that was obvious to see. For what it's worth, Jacksonville did the exact same travel plan the week before. They left Thursday night, got in Friday morning, played on Sunday, beat the Falcons. So that seems to be the model for most of these teams doing these games. They just came out flat. And look, guys, we've seen them stateside come out flat in games. Mm-hmm. they did it in Jacksonville 2 years ago. So I think it's going to be very hard to attach the flat start to the travel if other teams have done the same thing and not looked the same way. So I don't know. Maybe the sports science people and the analytics people can dice that up better than, well, they definitely can dice it up better than I can, or most of us just watching the game. It seems to me to be a very hard thing to gauge. I will say, guys, and I said this on the broadcast, that field is terrible.
Yeah,
it's absolutely mm-hmm. terrible. I don't think it was the reason for Milano's injury per se, because he got rolled up in just a pile. That happens in games. But the Jags lost an offensive lineman, Walker Little. They said his foot just stuck in the ground and he was out for the game. That turf has literally it's so firm. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, I stepped on it when we did a stadium tour on Wednesday, guys, and it's got no give to it. It's like the old school AstroTurf. I stepped on it. I've been on a lot of turf surfaces, guys, and I said, oh, I don't think the players are going to like this. We know some of them voiced their opinions after the game to various media. Did it contribute to injuries? I don't know, but some of the players in the locker room, Taron Johnson among them, was saying, take that surface out. It's terrible.
Yeah. Unfortunate to see, and it's been a big talking point around the league, not just in this stadium, but throughout. Thank you, Chris. Well,
yeah, for a $2 billion building, guys, you would like to think you'd do better. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Chris.
All right, take care.
We'll talk Friday. Chris Brown's appearance on WGR, brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. By Sullivan's Brewing Company, from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world. And by Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women. Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank. Get started at northwest.com. Your calls here until 9:30. You got a take? Get it to us. Let's go. It's Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.